Blog Talk Radio.
Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have you on with us tonight. If you're a regular listener, thank you for tuning in. Tonight, I had the awesome pleasure of being on another show, Breathe Again Magazine, with host Nicole Cleveland, and it was an awesome show. We were talking about women and marriage and relationships, and we're kind of trying to stay on that tonight and just keep it moving forward, if that's okay with everybody. I'm sure that it will be. So stay tuned. The show is going to get started. If you want to get your pencil and paper ready for the show, I suggest you do it right now. If you have questions or if you want to go into the chat room, you can go there as well. If you'd like to call into the show tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. Hold on for 1 minute. We'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. Concerning Women. Thank you for tuning into this show. I'm so excited to be with you tonight, as always. I want to just tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. If this is your first time visiting with us, we focus on women reaching their long-term and their short-term goals. We assist them in many areas of their life, including and not limited to housing, finance, and life skills. Issues Concerning Women provides advocacy and service to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination among women. So if you are a woman who wants to be in the forefront of things and you love what you do, please give me a call. I would love to have you on the show. This is a new year. This is our first show of the year in January 2012. I'm so excited about all the wonderful things that are going to be happening with Issues Concerning Women. We have been blessed throughout the years. We've been on Blog Talk Radio since 2004, so we're just really excited to continue to serve the Lord and just be here and be a blessing to those that are listening to the show. We have a couple of announcements to make, so I'm going to do those right quick and get those out the way, and then we're going to go right into our business tonight. We're going to talk about relationships tonight and the marriage relationships and some of the principles that we need as we go on this journey of love. And it is about love. So we always have to remember that that's the first thing that we always have to keep in our mind. God is love. Our marriages are based on love. Our marriages would not be on one accord if we did not have God first in our marriages. So if you're a married lady out there and you need some sound advice, we're going to give you a few tips tonight that you can possibly use in the relationship. And if you're a single lady, you need to listen as well, because guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to be married or in a long-term relationship, and you want to know what it is that God has ordained to do for you to do as a married woman. Also, with issues concerning women, we are going to be opening our Women's Center this month, in the month of January, so I'm excited about that. And our location is going to be 6220 Pardue Court, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Our first line of new products is going to be available at our weekend boutique. So those of you that know that I do a plethora of different things, but primarily I focus on the ministry and my organization, Issues Concerning Women. I do go out and I do help other organizations and help to build them and build their businesses and help as a consultant. But my main focus is my ministry. I love what I do. And being able to help the community in all sorts of ways through seminars, workshops, and those sort of things. So we're just really excited about that. The other thing that is going to be happening in the month of January is we're going to be having a spa day, and it's going to be the last Friday in January. And I don't have the date right in front of me, but just keep that in mind, ladies of Hampton Roads. We're going to have our spa day, and we're going to be doing wonderful things for you, massages and different things. I don't want to give it all away right now, but that's just so you can mark your calendar for the last Friday in January. We're going to have our Issues Concerning Women Spa Day. It's going to be a Friday evening, so those that have to work in the morning will be able to come and join us for that. Also, in the month of January, the New Generation Christian Center is having a revival from January the 18th through the 20th. And it's going to be 7 p.m. nightly, so that's three nights, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So if you want to join us, please do so at New Generation Christian Center. And it's going to be hosted by Greater Faith Ministry, which is my church, but we're going to have guest speakers from Agape International Church in Norfolk, Virginia, and that is Apostle James and Clara Levenall. So it's going to be an exciting time. So if you're listening to the show, you live in Hampton Roads, please come and join us. If you're out of town and you want to know more about the upcoming things that we're doing, please feel free to contact me. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. Or you can go to my email address, which is icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. So let's talk about marriage principles and the journey of love, because there is a book by that same name. So I don't have it with me tonight, but there is a book by that name because it just came to me. But you know what? Being a wife is a wonderful, wonderful position to be in. And as wives, we have so much that we have to do. We have to be caring and trusting and loving. And oftentimes, we have struggles being in the relationship, plus trying to do our jobs as outside workers of the home, plus take care of the children, and then do our ministries and organizations and other things. But we're going to talk a little bit about caring. And cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And that's 1 Peter 5:7. The husband should care for his wife in all areas, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Caring means being a good steward of gifts, which God has given to us. Caring means to look after, tend to, and to cherish. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So when we are caring for our husbands, and they should be caring for us as well, we are so excited about being in relationships that sometimes we tend to take the other partner for granted. So that's why I wanted to touch a little bit about caring. The love of a man for his wife should include caring, communication, companionship, trust, faithfulness, commitment, provision, and protection. When we think of the man, we always think of, you know, our protector, our hero, our savior. But, you know, we have to look to God first and then to our husband. And a lot of times, lady, we charge our husbands with things that they are not accountable for. So, Pastor, you're probably saying, what do you mean by that? We want him to be our knight in shining armor. We want him to be, you know, the big, strong man. And every man is not that way. And if your husband is not that way, then you need to be patient with him, love him, because love is patient. Love is kind and it is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And, of course, that's 1 Corinthians. So tonight, I just wanted to touch on marriage and about caring and about love, because that's what marriage is all about. It's about the love of two people who have joined together under the eyes of God and who have positioned themselves to be obedient to God's ways and to know that they have to care for each other. It is a two-way street, ladies and gentlemen. It can't be one-sided. And sometimes in a relationship, it is that way. It seems that one or the other of the spouses is always doing more for the other one. And when we think about that, sometimes, I think of it to my grandmother and my grandfather and the way that my grandmother loved him so much. She loved him with her whole heart. And she, whatever he did, she never talked bad about him. She never wanted us to know that he wasn't a good father and a good husband. She always wanted us to see him in her eyes. But when you're looking from the outside, looking in, we didn't always see that in the relationships with our parents and grandparents, and especially my grandparents, because my grandmother grew up in an era where everything was kept secret. Whatever went on in the household was not to be discussed outside of the house. And, you know, and that still goes on today. And that's where I think we get into trouble sometimes, because we are not able to talk about how we really feel. We don't keep those lines of communication open. And we have to do that. And especially when we know that our spouse may not be on the same level that we are or may not feel the same way that we feel about everything. It's okay to disagree, but we always know that we have to go back to where our humble beginnings are and know who's in charge of what. We talked on the last show with Read Again Magazine about being submissive and why sometimes really do have a problem with that. Why? Because they feel like they have to submit to their husbands. But if you keep reading in 1 Peter, it also states that the husband has to be submissive to the wife. And he has to treat her just as God treats the church. He has to love her just like God loves the church. So when we're in relationships, good, bad, or indifferent, we have to know that our relationships, and we're married, we've come together on one accord, hopefully, and that we're honoring God in all his ways and all the things that he has prepared for us. Now, what happens when we get out of order, things begin to come unraveled. And the biggest thing about relationships is communication. And I know that is so hard for so many of us. Communication between any two people can be difficult sometimes. This is because we have different backgrounds. We have different experiences, and we have different understandings of what a word means. In addition, we are all biased in different ways, usually unknown to ourselves. Furthermore, our emotions get in the way sometimes, and at some points, this can cause problems and great stress on our relationship. Communication is more than just words. You must not only tell it like it is, you must also hear it like it's told. And I have to repeat that. Communication is more than words. You must not only tell it like it is, you must also hear it like it's told. Many years ago, I had the opportunity to talk to my grandmother, and I use her tonight because she was my first real example of what marriage should be. My mother and father were married, but I spent so much time with my grandparents because they were the ones that always took me to church. You know, my mother and father went on occasion, but my grandparents were the ones that always took me to church, and if they didn't go together, they would always meet there at the church, but for the most part, they did go together. They always knew where the other one was going to be. They always asked each other, you know, hun, is it okay if we, you know, do thus and so, or is it okay if my grandfather had to usher that I leave a little few minutes earlier before you and just meet you at the church? Because he always wanted everybody to know that he really cared for my grandmother. Now, of course, their marriage in our eyes today would not be a good marriage because it seemed one-sided. And like I say, when you're on the outside looking in and you're looking at somebody's relationship, of course, you can be critical to that relationship because you don't fully understand what those two people have in common. You don't even know sometimes why they are together. But my grandparents were my first example of husband and wife and caring for each other and loving each other and communication. And oftentimes I look back at that in my marriage now when I want to say things to my husband or, you know, be a little bit mouthy because I can be. So anybody that knows me knows that I love to talk. And I sometimes, forget that what I say may be words that he may not want to hear at the time that I want to say them, or the words may be hurtful depending on how I communicate them to him. So if you're in a relationship, you always have to be aware of the other person's feelings, and that's a great part of the caring and the love in the relationship. And if you look at your relationships and you know your personality and your character, then it's going to be a little bit easier for you to be in control of yourself and the way that you communicate with your spouse or your partner. Why? Because if you're the kind of person that rolls your eyes and rolls your neck, that can sometimes be a problem when you're speaking to your spouse and when you are not being a godly wife. And I'm not saying you're being ungodly, but sometimes we just have to hold back and just wait until we get into the bedroom so that we can talk about things. My husband and I always try to do that in our relationship because I learned it from my grandparents. They never had an argument in front of us. At least they tried not to. And if they did, it was for only a short period of time, and then they would, I'm sure, that night discuss it before they went to bed. You know, the Bible always talks about not going to bed angry, not letting the sun go down and having anger in your heart and malice. And the reason why is just in case you don't wake up in the morning, you may have left on a bad note and said something that was hurtful to your spouse. And you just have to remember that, you have to be loving and caring. And that's what we're talking about tonight, Issues Concerning Women, about being loving and caring and communicating in our relationships because it's so important that we do that. We are two people with two different personalities, two different characters about us, but we are on one accord, and we're especially when we're in a relationship and we're building that relationship and we want to go forth and be good to each other and care for each other. It's just so awesome. A sound husband and wife relationship is impossible apart from good communication. Lack of communication may be a major missing ingredient in the relationship between husband and wife. It is imperative for a husband and wife to talk to each other openly and honestly. A husband needs to tell his wife that he loves her. Did you hear that, guys? A husband needs to tell his wife that he loves her. Most importantly, a husband needs to show his wife that he loves her. Moreover, the husband, in his communication with his wife, should praise his wife, not criticize her. In almost all of Paul's epistles, Paul starts with something positive to say about the church. This is particularly true of the first epistle to the Corinthians, which is primarily a letter of correction. So if we're always saying that the husband should be as good to his wife as God is to the church, then we know that the husband should not criticize his wife. And that's in a perfect world. I mean, we do know that in the real world, it's going to be times when you are going to have disagreements and you are going to criticize the other person. But if you do it in a loving and kind way, then it won't come across so bad. We are human. We're going to have arguments. We're going to have disagreements. But the most important thing is to know that we do it with love. We have to care for each other. We have to watch our body language. We have to watch our eye rolls and our neck popping, because I know some of us do that. We also have to know that there's a time and a place for everything that we do and in all our relationships, whether it is in our marriage or other relationships that we have. You know, tonight I'm so excited that you have decided to join Issues Concerning Women. And we have about 9 more minutes before the end of the show. The time goes by so quickly, and especially when I'm enjoying my topic, I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I enjoy having you join me on Issues Concerning Women. We'll be back on next Thursday at 8:30, so please tell a friend about it. We're going to take a little break right here, and we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. Right, we are back. Issues Concerning Women. The song that you're listening to tonight is called Day by Day, and that's what we have to live on. We live each day, day by day. When we get up in the morning, we need to know that today is a new day. We can't bring back yesterday, and we can't know what's going to happen in the future. But if we live each day, day by day, then we'll have a wonderful and joyous life. We're talking about tonight relationships between husband and wives. We're talking about being loving and caring and communication. We just want to continue on with this topic tonight, and we have about 6 minutes. So if you want to call in, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about companionship. And companionship is the fellowship which exists between companions and certainly between husbands and wives. It means that you are associates as well as friends, that you enjoy each other's company. It means that you just enjoy being with, talking with, and doing things together. A man and wife should be best friends just as believers should be a friend of God. Isn't that awesome? To be best friends with your spouse, that is awesome. I can say that my husband and I can talk about almost anything to each other. We don't try to hide things from the other. Of course, he may have some secrets that I don't know about because, again, we are human beings. But for the most part, we try to be honest and open. I know that I do, and I hope that he does the same as well, because companionship is what is important. Because if your marriage is based on other things, when those things fade away, then what do you have? You have to have a friend in your husband and your wife. You want to be best friends, and I can say that my husband is my best friend and that we do talk and that we really care about each other. I have to tell you something funny that happened, and for my husband, it really wasn't funny. New Year's Eve, we normally spend New Year's Eve together. We've been together for over 20-some years. We have never been apart on New Year's Eve. Well, Miss Francine at church New Year's Eve, and my husband worked a double shift that the night before into the next day, which was December the 31st. So he was really tired. He barely made it home. And I went on to church for the watch night service, which was from 10 to 12, and then we had food afterwards. But anyway, to make a long story short, I was at the church at 12 o'clock. This was the first New Year's Eve that he and I had not been together and did our little toast for the new year and, you know, just been there to be together and embrace each other at 12 o'clock. I called him at 12 o'clock because I wanted him to know that I was thinking about him and, you know, that I was concerned because he was so tired. And I called him and he talked to me, you know, and when I got home, he was a little bit quiet, and I figured that he was just tired. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, my husband was upset with me, and not mad or anything, and that's why I'm kind of chuckling about it. But he thought our New Year's did not start off on the right foot because we were not together. Isn't that sweet that he wanted me to be with him? Even though he was tired and he couldn't go to church, he wanted me to be home with him, and I know that it means a lot to him for us to be together and keep the traditions that we have because he is my best friend and he is the person that I want to be with at 12 o'clock on New Year's Eve. And I'm happy to say that he wanted to be with me. But, you know, when we got home, by the time I got home, he was, you know, resting again. So we talked for a little bit and then we just went on to bed. But isn't that special? Because we are friends and we love each other and we care for each other, that he wanted to be with me. He wanted me to be the first person that he spoke to after we did our prayer for the new year. And I think that was awesome. So I wanted to share that with you. And that's why companionship is so important in a relationship. And also trust. And we're going to end with this. Without trust, a marriage is doomed to fail. Most of us know that we have to count our blessings. We have to know who we are in our relationships. We have to trust the other person when things aren't quite going as well as they should. If you are lacking trust in your relationship, then that's going to build up more bad feelings in the relationship. You're not going to be feeling that person, as they say, but you're going to be cautious about them because you're not sure that you can trust them or that once they've broken that trust, that they're even trustworthy for you to ever trust them again. We know that marriages can be rebuilt, relationships can be rebuilt, as long as we go to God and ask him to help us, because God is the key to any relationship. I hope that you have enjoyed the show tonight. We've covered a few principles about relationships and the love journey. I love what I do. I love issues concerning women. I also am always excited that you want to join me on the show and call in or listen to it in the archives. I know people are busy and a lot of times they can't be available at 8:30 on Thursday night. But as the new year goes on, we're going to have some wonderful guests coming on the show. I'm excited. I want to say thank you to Cheryl G for tuning in to Breathe Again Magazine and to my two new friends, the two ladies that were on the show tonight, Nicole Cleveland and the other young lady. And I don't want to mispronounce her name, and I think her name is Venus, but if it's not, please, please forgive me. And I shared the platform with them tonight on We Begin Magazine. So it was an awesome show. And I'm hoping that she will come on my show because she is an author and she writes about marriage and relationships. So I'm looking forward to that. So we got so much going on in the new year. Thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I want to also thank Ms. Sarah Grant of South Carolina. She's a new listener to the show. She's following me, and we just became friends on Facebook. So thank you so much, Sarah. I hope you enjoy the show tonight. And next week we'll be back at 8:30 p.m. on Thursday night. So please tell a friend. Please join us. We love having you join us on Issues Concerning Women. I'm so excited for the new year, and if there are things that you want me to announce on the show, please send them to me by email at icwdirector@gmail.com, and I will put them on the air. And also go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. You know it's a new year, so we're going to be having a new look, but for right now, you can still go there and check things out. Thank you so much. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. Have a good week. Bye-bye.